I worship the two brothers, Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Sri Nityananda, who are the two masters of the devotees and who have mercifully descended to this world. O Lord, who exists eternally in the three phases of time, O son of Jagannath Misra, O Lord, accompanied by your servants, sons and wives, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who is the goddess Lakshmi's beloved. All glory unto Lord Chaitanya, who is the most dear to Lord Nityananda. Glory, glory to the King of Vaikuntha, who has now become the King of Sannyasis. All glories to the devotees of the Lord. All glories to Lord Chaitanya, the purifier of the fallen. O Lord, please place your feet within my heart. Just after he accepted sannyas, the Lord ordered Mukunda to sing in kirtan. He said, chant Krishna's names. And as Mukunda and his associates sang, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to dance. In the ecstasy of his new sannyas, he sighed, he laughed, he perspired, and trembled and cried out. The hair on his body stood erect. He roared like millions of lions, and suddenly he fell to the ground. And seeing this, everyone became afraid. Throwing aside his dandan, Kamandalu, the King of Vaikuntha became mad with love for that person who was actually himself. He danced and danced. He embraced his sannyas guru and became very happy. And in the Lord's merciful embrace, Keshava Bharati attained ecstatic love for Lord Krishna. Overcome with ecstasy and dancing, Satan Keshava Bharti threw his own dandan, Kamandalu, far away. And he called out, Hari! Hari! His external consciousness went far away. Keshava Bharti had tasted the nectar of ecstatic love. He began to roll on the ground, and at the end, his clothes no longer covered his body. And seeing the mercy Lord Chaitanya had given to Keshava Bharti, everyone called out, Hari! Hari! Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then began to dance with his sannyas guru. And watching all of this, the Lord's servants happily sang. The great sannyasi, Keshava Bharti, thus danced with a person whom even the four Vedas find difficult to see in the trance of meditation. Again and again I bow down before the feet of Keshava Bharati, for the master of the limitless universes became his disciple. For the whole night the King of Vaikuntha danced with the sannyas guru. And when sunrise came, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to external consciousness and spoke. He told Keshava Bharti of his plans, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bid him farewell, saying, I will now enter the forest, for there I will find Lord Krishna Chandra, who is the master of my life. Keshava Bharti replied, I will accompany you. And in your association, I will happily perform sankirtan. As they both departed with the Lord's associates, Keshava Bharati walked first, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu followed behind. The Lord then embraced Chandrasekhar Acharya, and he began to loudly weep, saying, "Please return home and tell all the Vaishnavas there that I have gone to the forest. But please do not be unhappy, for I will remain always a prisoner in your heart. You are my father, and I am your son. I love you, birth after birth." And after speaking these words, Lord Chaitanya departed. Chandrasekhar fainted to the ground and fell unconscious. No one can understand the Lord's inconceivable potency, and that potency keeps the devotees alive even when they are separated from the Lord. After a moment, Chandrasekhar regained consciousness and hurried to Navadvipa. And once there, he told everyone the news. "The son of Mother Sachi has accepted sannyas, and he has gone to the forest." Hearing these words from Sri Chandrasekhar, the loud sound of anguished weeping came from millions of mouths. Vrindavan Das Thakura says, "I have no power to describe how everyone lamented." Advaita Charja, hearing the news, said, "I cannot remain alive." And hearing him weep, dry wood and rocks cracked into pieces. Advaita then became unconscious, falling to the ground, and all signs of life departed from his body. Sachi Devi stood motionless, stunned with grief, unmoving like a puppet. The saintly women devoted to their Vaishnava husbands all fell to the ground weeping. Advaita said, "My master has gone away. What reason do I stay alive? Today, I will drown myself in the Ganga. If people attempt to stop me during the day, I will drown myself at night." All the devotees were filled with grief, anxiety, separation. Each yearned to leave his body. No one could be peaceful. Separated from the Lord, no heart was either happy or peaceful. Suddenly, a voice from the sky was heard. All devotees headed by Advaita Charja, do not be unhappy. Each one of you, please happily worship Lord Krishna Chandra, for in 2 or 4 days, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will return and you will all meet him. None of you should decide to leave your bodies, for you all soon will enjoy pastimes with the Lord, as you have done before." Hearing this, and taking shelter of the holy names and qualities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the devotees gathered around Sachimata, and they simply spoke of the Lord and sang his holy names. Meanwhile, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the crestule of sannyasis, traveled west as he remained immersed in constantly chanting the names of Lord Hari. With him were Nityananda, Mukunda, and Gadadhara. Keshava Bharti Maharaj walked in front. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself walked as if he were a maddened lion. Thousands of weeping people followed behind him. And the forest filled with that sound, the sound of weeping. In a truly merciful mood, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to them, "Everyone please return home and there chant the holy names of Lord Krishna. Make Lord Krishna your great wealth. Make him your very life. May the nectar that Brahma, Shiva, Sukadev, and all the great saints yearn to taste, may that always rest within your bodies and minds." And hearing this blessing, although everyone still loudly wept, as if controlled by another, they nevertheless all returned to their homes. Then, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered that beautiful place which is known as Radhadesh, the land in which the Ganga River does not flow. And to this day, that land is fortunate and holy because of his visit. Seeing Radhadesh beautiful with many cows, the Lord at once called out, "Hari! Hari! Hari!" as he began to dance. On whichever path he traveled, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced. The Lord said, "I will go to the forest where the Vakeshwar deity stays, and there I will stay in seclusion." Overcome with love, the Lord spoke these words and then continued walking with Nityananda, with the others following close behind. Hearing the Lord's wonderful kirtan and seeing his dancing, the people of Radhadesh followed him. Even though there had never been sankirtan before in that place, and no one had ever seen weeping and ecstatic love for Lord Krishna before, when they saw the Lord, they too began to weep very wonderfully. Falling to the ground, they offered dandavat obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as they wept and rolled on the ground. At the day's end, Lord Chaitanya arrived at a fortunate village and stayed at the home of the saintly Brahmin. And after eating, the Lord lay down and went to sleep, and the devotees, his associates, slept surrounding him. When perhaps 3 hours of the night remained, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu awoke and silently left. Everyone else remained asleep. When the others awoke, not seeing the Lord, they began searching for him in every village and every grassy field. Suddenly, they heard a faraway sound. It was the Lord's weeping. For while tasting the nectar of ecstatic love in a grassy field, the king of Vaikuntha loudly wept, calling out, "Krishna, my master, Krishna, my father." And that sound had entered their ears from over 2 miles away. Running towards that sound, they found the Lord loudly weeping. And the devotees weeping joined with the Lord. Mukunda then began to sing kirtan, and hearing that, the Lord began to dance as the devotees sang. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again, accompanied by his devotees, began traveling west. On every path he danced and danced. When they were 8 miles from the Vakeshwar Tirthi, Lord Chaitanya suddenly turned himself in a new direction, and dancing as he went, he happily then turned east, and suddenly he stopped. filled with limitless happiness. He began to loudly laugh and reveal his thoughts. I will go to Jagannath Puri. Lord Jagannath has personally ordered me. Hurry to Jagannath Puri. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, only one who has attained the Lord's mercy can understand the Lord's desires. Why did he did not desire to go to Vakesha Tirtha? I think the Lord's traveling to Vakesha Tirtha was a trick, simply a trick, to bless everyone in Radhadesh. Again traveling towards the Ganga, the Lord remained overcome with ecstatic love. And suddenly he said, why do I walk in this country? In this country I do not hear the name of Krishna come from even one mouth. Why do I remain here? I will give up my life and no longer protect this body. As soon as these words came from the Lord's mouth, some boys who were herding cows nearby came to him. Amongst them was one very saintly boy. And this boy suddenly began to chant the holy name of Hari. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy to hear this. And hearing the word Hari Bol, Hari Hari, from the boy's mouth, the Lord said, I did not hear the name of Lord Hari come from any mouth in even one village that I saw in the past 2 or 3 days. Then I suddenly hear the name of Lord Hari from this boy's mouth. What could be the reason for this? Please explain and I will listen. After a moment of silence, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, how far is the Ganga from here? Everyone said, it is 3 hours down this path. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said, that must be the reason for the chanting of this fortunate boy. It is due to the glory, the great glory of the Ganga. Her nearby presence teaches the chanting of Lord Krishna's names. It is because of the breezes that blow off the Ganga and reach this place that I hear the name of Krishna and I hear of his glory. Thus the Lord spoke of the great spiritual potency of the Ganga River. And by doing so, he increased everyone's devotion to this holy river. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, today, I am so fortunate that I will dive within the holy waters of the Ganga. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu walked towards the Ganga like a mad lion. And his devotees followed at his lotus feet as if they were bumblebees. Eager to see the Ganga, the Lord walked quickly. And his devotees, other than Nityananda Prabhu, had no power to keep up with him. By sunset, Lord Chaitanya had reached the Ganga's banks, and he, accompanied by Nityananda Prabhu, dove into the waters and happily chanted, Ganga! 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 And then recited many prayers. He filled himself by drinking Ganga water and again offered prayers and obeisances to that holy river. He said, your splendid transcendental water is ecstatic love personified. Lord Shiva knows all the truth about you. Anyone who even once hears your name, Ganga, attains true devotion to Lord Vishnu. How much greater then is a person who drinks your waters? By your mercy, the name Krishna appears on the people's mouths. There is no other reason for this. A worm, an insect, a bird, a dog, or a jackal who lives by your bank becomes very fortunate. a wealthy millionaire who lives in some other place is not their equal. To rescue the fallen souls you descended to this world, your mercy is unequaled. Hearing Lord Chaitanya's prayers, Goddess Ganga became embarrassed at heart. The Supreme Lord, whose lotus feet are the Goddess Ganga's home, had descended to this world and spoke these prayers. Anyone who hears the Lord's prayers glorifying Goddess Ganga will find in his heart love for Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you.
next day, the next day, the Lord and his devotees happily proceeded towards Jagannath Puri. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "O noble-hearted Nityananda, please listen. Please quickly go to Navadvip, and there rescue Srivas and the other devotees from their sufferings. Please tell them that I'm going to see Lord Jagannath, who is shining like a moon in Nilachala. But first, before I proceed there, I will go to Shantipur. I will wait for all the devotees at Advaita Charya's home, and please quickly bring them there. First, I will go to Haridasa's home in Fuliagram." And after speaking these words to Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya began walking to Fulia. Hearing these words from Mahaprabhu, powerful Nityananda happily began proceeding to Navadvipa. He was intoxicated by tasting the nectar of ecstatic love, and he began to roar again and again. Overcome with bliss, he became like a maddened lion, and for a moment he stood under a kadamba tree and assumed a charming threefold bending form and played enchanting melodies on the flute. And seeing many cows, he began to roll about on the ground. He became like a calf and drank the cow's milk. Whatever path he took, he always danced. He was not an external consciousness. He was plunged in an ocean of bliss. Sometimes he would sit down by the road and simply weep. Other times, he would suddenly break out in loud laughter. And sometimes he would tie his garments like a turban around his head, and he would be clothed only by the four directions. Sometimes, accepting the nature of Lord Anantashesha, he would swim like a snake in the Ganga's currents. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, "I have personally seen him swim gracefully like Lord Anantashesha in the Ganga." Lord Nityananda's glories are inconceivable and they are unattainable. In the three worlds, there is no second person merciful like him. In this way, by swimming and swimming in the Ganga, Lord Nityananda Prabhu finally emerged at Lord Chaitanya's own bathing ghat in Navadvipa. Again clothing his body, he first went to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's home, and there he saw that Sachi Mata had not eaten in 12 days. Only by the power of her pure devotion to Lord Krishna did she still breathe. She was overwhelmed with the emotions of Mother Yasoda. From her eyes flowed unending tears of love. And whomever she saw, she asked, "Are you from Mathura? Give me news. How are Krishna and Balaram? Please tell me. Please tell me." Then she would fall unconscious to the ground. And sometimes Mother Sati would say, "The flutes and horns, they sound, I hear them. Does that mean that Akura has returned to Braja?" In this way, Mother Sati was plunged into an ocean of separation from Lord Krishna. External consciousness had fled from her body. Lord Nityananda at once offered Dandavat obeisances to Mother Sachi's feet. And seeing Lord Nityananda, The devotees all embraced him. And Mother Sati loudly wept, saying, "Son, my son, oh my son." Mother Sati then began to weep even more, and she fainted. Lord Nityananda embraced everyone, and he sweetly said, "Please listen. I come bearing the happiest news. Quickly, quickly come and see the Lord. Immediately, let us go see him." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the home of Advaitacharya in Santipur. "And I've come to Navadvipa to bring you all there." Separated from the Lord, all the devotees had been devastated. But hearing Lord Nityananda's words, everyone became overcome with bliss. And a tumult of Lord Krishna's holy name suddenly arose.
Hari Hari!
Hari Bol! Krishna! Krishna! Hari Hari! Lord Nityananda consoled Sati with sweet words. "What secret of Lord Krishna do you not already know? What do I know that I can tell anything to you? Please do not keep even half a sesame seed of grief in your heart. How will even the Vedas personified attain the mercy that you have already attained? That Supreme Personality of Godhead, whom the Vedas always seek, has become your son. He is the life of all souls." Placing his hand on his own chest, "The Lord has vowed always to protect and maintain you and stay with you. Again and again, the Lord said to you, your activities are the most exalted kind of devotional service. He said, all that I own is yours. You have inherited it. The Lord knows what is best for everyone. Surrender to him and be happy. Mother, please quickly. Please go and cook for Krishna. Then all the devotees will become happy. End your fast. Everyone wishes to eat the food that you have cooked with your own hand. If you fast, the Lord himself fasts. Cook. Offer that which you have cooked, that food, to Krishna. For I also wish to eat what you have cooked." Hearing Lord Nityananda's words, Mother Sati forgot her separation from her son, and she quickly went to cook. Saintly Mother Sati first offered the food to Lord Krishna, and then placed it before Nityananda. She then offered the food to all the Vaishnavas, and when everyone was completely satisfied, Mother Sati ended her 12-day fast. Then, accompanied by Lord Nityananda, all the devotees prepared to visit Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Shantipur. And before long, everyone in Navadvipa had heard the news that Nimai Pandit had become a sannyasi. And hearing that his new name was Sri Krishna Chaitanya, everyone called out, "Hari, Hari, Hari."
Hari, Hari.
And while chanting Hari, Hari, young, old, men, women, they all happily journeyed to see the Lord. Even those who had previously blasphemed him also went with the devotees, saying, hiding his true nature, that Supreme Lord had taken birth in Navadvipa
and unaware of all this, we had blasphemed him. Now we must go and surrender at his feet. Only then will our offenses be broken to pieces. Speaking words such as these, everyone happily followed the devotees. I do not know how many people traveled on the path. Countless people came to the ferry ghat. The ferryman did not know how to carry them all across. Some people made improvised rafts. Some tied great water jugs to their chests. Some floated across on banana tree trunks. How many people could not cross? In whatever way they could, everyone somehow or another crossed the Ganga to the other shore. Breathing heavily and chanting the holy names of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even many pregnant women crossed. The blind, the lame also crossed, all by the power of the holy name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thousands and thousands of people piled into one boat, but yet the passengers neither became fearful nor unhappy at heart. They simply loudly chanted, Hari, 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 until they reached the other side, for spiritual bliss had taken birth in every heart. In the four directions, Hari, 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 Hari was the only sound that could be heard. In this way, they arrived. And hearing the unprecedented tumult sounding of Hari, Hari, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the crest jewel of sannyasis, came outside from his residence. The unprecedented and wonderful glory and splendor and handsomeness of the Lord was like millions of moons rising together. With his graceful mouth, again and again he chanted, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna. From him a flood of bliss flowed without stop. In the four directions, everyone offered their obeisances in the ground. The people offering obeisances filled the village and all the nearby grassy fields. Anyone who saw the Lord's face no longer wished to return to his home. Fully Agram, as well as all the nearby towns and forests, became filled with people. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cast his merciful glance on everyone as he proceeded to Advaita Charja's home in Shantipur. With great excitement, Advaita gazed at the master of his life, and falling at the Lord's lotus feet, he too offered dandavat obeisances. As he made a piteous sound, and he wept, he would not take his two arms from the Lord's lotus feet, and he bathed those feet with his tears. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lifted Advaita Charja, and with both hands he embraced him. Advaita Charja floated in tears of love for the Lord. He fell at the Lord's lotus feet again, and he fainted in ecstasy. And after some moments, Lord Chaitanya pacified Advaita and he sat down. Advaita Charja had a small son, and that son was named
Achyutananda.
And this boy was so effulgent. And at that moment, he was clothed only by the four directions. Achyutananda was a worthy son of Advaita Charja. He was laughing and laughing. And he came to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he fell down before the Lord's feet. Although he was only four, although he wore no clothes, although he was covered in dust, Mahaprabhu placed the boy on his lap, saying, Achyuta, Achyuta, Advaitacharya is my father. Advaitacharya is your father. That means that you and I are two brothers. To this, Achyutananda replied, You are the Supreme Lord. You are the Supreme Lord, and you are the friend of all souls. You are everyone's father, and this is written in the Vedas. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the devotees smiled at Achyutananda's words, as great wonder took birth in the hearts of all. The devotees said, Children never speak like this. Which great soul has taken birth in the home of Advaitacharya? This I cannot say. At that moment, Nityananda Prabhu came from Nadia with the other devotees, and seeing the Lord, Srivas and the devotees made a great tumult, saying, Hari Bol! Hari Bol! And all the devotees offered dandavat obeisances, and grasping the Lord's graceful lotus feet, they all began to weep. The Lord embraced each and every one of them. For all the devotees in Navadvip considered Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as dear as their own lives. The piteous sound of the devotees weeping purified the three worlds and filled them with the bliss of love for Lord Krishna. Everyone became free from material bondage. Seeing the devotees, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu joyfully began to dance. And tasting the nectar of love for a person who was actually himself, at once the devotees began to sing. Thundering like a cloud, the Lord demanded everyone to chant and chant. And grasping Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda Prabhu danced. Unnoticed by anyone, Advaita touched the dust of the Lord's lotus feet. Tears trembling, hair standing erect, roaring, and uproarious laughter. These all came like wonderful waves upon the Lord's limbs and from his mouth. How graceful were his steps as he danced. How glorious were the motions of his hands and limbs. Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur says, How will I describe the sweetness of the nectar of the love that he felt. Joyfully raising his arms, again and again he chanted Lord Hari's names, and as he did so, the devotees were plunged in great bliss. Suddenly, the Lord disappeared from the sight of the devotees. Then, just as suddenly, he appeared before their eyes. The king of Vaikuntha then began to dance with his associates. One by one, again and again, the devotees embraced the Lord. And he, their Lord, lovingly embraced all of the devotees. And embraced by the king of Vaikuntha, the devotees became wild with bliss. Hari! 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 The devotees roared like lions as they became wilder and wilder. Accompanied by all the devotees, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced, and the earth trembled under their steps. Nityananda Prabhu became wild. His effulgence seemed to grow as he danced with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Advaitacharya joyfully danced and also roared in bliss. Everyone began touching each other's feet, and all the devotees experienced the same bliss that they had previously experienced during their kirtans in Navadvip. Then, for a few moments, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to manifest his true nature. He sat on the throne of Lord Vishnu, and as he did so, all the devotees respectfully folded their hands. Revealing his own nature, he declared, It is I who am Krishna. I am Ram. I am Narayan. I am Matsya. I am Korma Varaha. I am Varaha. Vaman. I am Buddha, Kalki, and Hansa. I am Balaram. I am Prishnigarbha. I am Hayagriva. I am Shiva. It is I who am Lord Jagannath. I am Kapila. I am Lord Nisringadev. Whether they know it or not, all living beings, they are like bumblebees at my lotus feet. And it is my glories that all the Vedas sing. Numberless millions of universes serve me. I appear as time personified before everyone. But I don't appear in that way before the devotees. By remembering me, one will break every calamity into pieces. It is I who rescued Draupadi from embarrassment. I rescued the five Pandavas from the house of lack. Killing Vrikasura, I rescued Shiva. I rescued my servant Gajendra. I delivered Prahlad. I protected the gopas. I churned wonderful nectar and cheated the demons. I protected the demigods. I killed Kamsa, the enemy of my devotees. I killed the demon Ravana and his entire family. And with my left hand, I held the hill that was known as Govardhan. Giriraj Maharaj Ki Jai! I subdued the Kaliya snake. And in Satyayuga, it was I who preached the path of austerity. In Treta Yuga, I descended to teach the path of Jagya. In Dwapara Yuga, I descend to teach everyone the path of deity worship. And even the Vedas fail to know all of my incarnations. And now, I have descended to teach the congregational chanting of the holy names, to teach Sankirtan. Beginning the Sankirtan movement, I enjoy pastimes of pure love and devotion. That is why I have come in this Kali Yuga. Although the Vedas and Puranas pray that I give them shelter, I am the eternal shelter of my devotees. For my devotees are none different from me. My devotees are my father. They are my mother, my friend, my son, and my brother. Although I am independent, and although I enjoy pastimes as I like, I am still under the control of my devotees. Then, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glanced lovingly at all the devotees who had come from Nabadweep to see him in their great separation. He glanced at his devotees and his servants and said, "You all are my personal associates, birth after birth. When I descend to this world, I take all of you with me. I will not leave your company for even a half of a sesame seed's worth of time. Please know that this is the truth." And hearing his words, all the devotees began to weep aloud. Again and again, everyone offered dandavat obeisances. Again and again, they fell, they rose, they spoke prayers in voices trembling with emotions. They wept. What bliss had descended into the home of Advaita Charja? The same nectar previously present in Nadia was now also present as all the desires of the devotees became fulfilled and their suffering had broken to pieces. After some moments, the Lord concealed his divine opulences and returned again to external consciousness. He became peaceful. And taking all his associates with them, he went to the Ganga to bathe and sport in her waters. After bathing, he returned. He watered and circumambulated Tulsi. He sat in the temple of Lord Vishnu and bowed down and taking everyone with him, he began to take prasad. In the middle of the devotees, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat with Nityananda, and in the four directions surrounding them, the associates also happily sat. The Lord's face blossomed with happiness. Sandalwood paste anointed his every limb, and thus he happily ate. It was just as if, accompanied by the gopas in the midst of the Vrindavan forests, Krishna and Balaram were enjoying pastimes of eating picnic lunches. As he ate, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu conversed with everyone. Again and again he joked and laughed. Who has the power to describe all of these pastimes? Only a person who has attained the Lord's mercy can say anything about them. Finishing his meal, the Lord left. The devotees ate what he had left on his plate, and even the old men became like children as they scrambled to take those remnants. That is the power of devotion to Lord Vishnu. Saintly devotees who hear all these pastimes will someday meet Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anyone who hears these pastimes will attain a great treasure of ecstatic love. The two moons, Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Sri Nityananda, are my life and soul. And I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of their feet.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Thank you.
Thank you.